You are now listening to the Cross Platform Chat Podcast.
Okay, I think that's what we're going to roll with.
Cool.
Because the settings are weird.
Everything's so quiet and far away, but this setting, it sounds like we're like deep throating the microphone.
Yeah. So.
That almost rhymes, Yeti setting.
Yeah.
It doesn't rhyme, but it feels like it should. You know?
I got this microphone from my uncle who's an accountant.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like in his 70s. I don't know why he would have a Yeti microphone in a CPA building, but.
Because he's a pimp.
Because
he is a pimp. That's a nice boom over there, though.
Yeah, that's a $20 special from Amazon.
Damn.
So it gets the job done.
Yeah, that's nice. That looks a lot like the one I spent way more money on. I'm sure it's better.
Yeah, it probably. No, yours is probably better. Mine is.
Mine just
is pretty stiff.
Rode microphone.
Yeah.
So it was like $100.
This is where I do the guitar.
Oh, God. That's damn it. It's from. Live. We're rolling live on this thing.
Matt, you're at my house.
I'm at your house. Are we just rolling this
thing? We are. We're going to go live. Do you want to do the intro?
I mean. Do you want to?
I'd love to see it live if you can do
okay.
it.
Okay, I'll see if I can spit it off the top of my head. I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I'm like, if it comes to it, could I just spit it?
Yeah.
Okay, what episode are we on?
Oh, that's a good question.
And this episode is titled Raw Dog, by the way.
Yeah.
Just by default.
23?
We're on 23? Okay.
Yeah. You probably don't have to get that close to the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can.
It's going to sound...
You
real,
can sit
real cozy.
Can sit out there. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Episode 23. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
Hello and welcome. This is episode 23 of Cross Platform Chat, a podcast about video games and nerdy things. My name is Matt, and I'm here live with my friend Devin on the microphone. Cross Platform Chat is a podcast among friends where we bring our distinct perspectives on games, but we are cross-platform and backwards compatible, so our door is always open to gamers of all flavors, and we welcome you to the House of Cross Plat Chat. So pull up a chair and stay a while, why don't you? And let's chop this thing up. I spit that fucking nice.
Oh, chills. I've got chills. That was
we
beautiful.
Are live. Like I said, Sonic Boom, we are live. That means we are close enough to pinch each other's nipples right now.
As we are, as we do.
As we do.
As we've been doing all afternoon.
Normally, when we're recording the podcast, Sonic Boom, we are remote. We are socially distanced.
Yes.
To do this thing, but today... I am in the house, literally the house of Sonic Boom.
You are. You're in my casa.
I'm in your casa.
We're denying,
in your basement.
We're COVID deniers today.
We're just today.
Just today. We brought the Mountain Rage to the East Coast, and we're together.
We're here doing it live without a mask.
Yes.
Live and raw.
No protection.
Sonic Boom. I'm trying to think of how this goes. We have to catch up on last time. I want to talk about what we're playing.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk topics of conversation. Like we had, this is completely raw dog. So like we haven't pre-gamed at all. We just had lunch, which was lovely.
Yeah. You flew in, you literally went straight from DIA to my house.
To your house.
And then we went to get some food and the restaurant we wanted to go to was closed because they don't have enough staff.
Shout out to Daddy. What were they?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Bad Burger Daddy.
Big Daddy. Something like Daddy. Some kind of promiscuous. But then we went to Rock Bottom. Shout out to Rock Bottom.
Very good.
Very good. Wow. Don't they make their own beer, by the way?
Do they? Yeah, they're one of those burger
beer joints.
Yes. What did we call them? The Fairfax nachos? Because they
Fairfax
had the yuppity
nachos. Let's talk about these nachos for a minute, Sonic Boom. First of all, they were overpriced for what they were. I think they were like 10, 12.
Well, I'm going to thank you because you purchased them for me. And they were delicious.
Yeah,
but they
you
were
deserved it, Sonic Boom.
I did earn it, didn't I?
You earned it. You did earn it. But here's the thing about these nachos. First of all, small portions. So automatically you can
You weren't
going to
feed a small child with this at all.
Very small child. It's like a Lunchable size. But they were served like, these were like potato wedge. No. Potato, what do you call those?
Potato skins?
Potato skins.
Yeah, it wasn't nachos as much as it was. You got your bacon, you got your cheese. It had like Gouda, not Gouda.
I know, I made the same mistake. Blue cheese.
Cheese, yeah.
Blue cheese, yeah.
They were like real uppity, like...
Oh, they're
fancy.
And
yeah, they're fancy for nachos.
I mean, sure. They weren't bad. I'll eat those all day.
Yeah, we
manhandled those things.
So they were the best part. I don't know. Your soup looked pretty good.
It was. I went a little light, but it was good. It was nice and spicy.
I like my men spicy.
I like my whoa. We're gonna get there. Just let it come to you. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll let you come. Had the nachos and whoa. I got kind of a. How do I say this? I got not a man drink.
Hey, you got an apple teeny.
It was not an apple teeny. It was a
light on the teeny.
Yeah. But it was, I did fruit.
It looked good.
It was tasty. It was like a hot day drink. You know what I mean?
So it looked very bubbly. Refreshing.
It's like a hard seltzer.
Yeah.
It was very good.
I threw that thing
back. I'm not above having fruity drinks. So you're
good company. I was loving that.
Nice.
What'd you drink again? You had a
Pilsner or pool sort? Hop. Pilsner, poolside yeah. Pilsner, something pool and a Pilsner.
I was this close to ordering that exact same drink, but
I think I stole it from you because you mentioned it. Like I will have that.
I want to be just like him.
I just copied you.
Speaking of being just like me, Sonic yes. Boom.
Let's get to it.
On my way into your beautiful home, lovely home, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Lovely home, beautiful home. I saw what I thought to be a PlayStation hat. Mm. So my warhorse senses were tingling, yeah. And I was like, what's going on over here?
So, two things. We got the altitude, so you're oxygen-deprived, because you're in Colorado. You're a mile high.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
All the smoke from the wildfires from the West Coast are blown into Colorado, so your eyes are all jacked up. So
a little hazy.
That was an Xbox logo, for sure. It wasn't a PlayStation.
My eyes were deceiving me.
And third, that was the wife's hat. And fourth, how dare you? Life. You know,
well, like, I mean,
don't come into my house.
Here's the thing: I knew that
go you go through my sock drawer.
I did a rifling through your sock drawer, found some things that we won't speak of. But here's the thing: is I knew that you would come back at me with this, so I took a picture for the people to decide.
Oh, that's why you took. I think we have a visitor. Jude, are you there? Yeah. You want to come say hi?
Come say hi, Jude.
This is what Matt and I do. Usually you're asleep and Matt's not here, but this is what we do for a living. You want to come say hi to the people?
Loads of cash doing this.
Yeah. You can come say hi.
He might be a little gun shy.
He might. Well, he's got a Nerf gun, so he's...
I don't...
He's got a itchy...
Oh, dear.
Whoa, where'd you get the goggles?
I got...
You bought them?
Yeah, of course.
You want to come say hi to the people? You have to talk to the microphone.
Yeah, get real close.
Well, okay. Close. Right there. Now say hi. My name's Jude.
Hello, Boo.
Hello, Booty. All right, you go back upstairs. You get out of here with your Nerf goggles.
Good to see you, though, dude. Take it easy, man.
Love you, Pickle. Oh, he's checking for monsters. Okay.
Awesome. He'll stand guard up there.
He will.
So no no monsters come down here. Okay, so I took a picture of the hat because I knew you would come back at me.
With facts. Straight
just
facts.
Denial. Utter denial. So we'll let the people decide.
They can decide all this they want.
Clearly a PlayStation insignia. So all I'm saying is, you know, you're my spirit animal.
I am. You're my Horcrux? Wait.
We're both war horses.
How does that work?
That's all I'm saying. We're in
you're
the
a
same...
wizard, Harry. That's it, right?
You're a wizard, Harry. I am a wizard, Harry. I almost said I'm a hairy wizard, but that works too. So in your house, I also have to say, you have an amazing display of both plastic discs and dollies, so that's how I know.
We have a fair amount. We really haven't bought any of them. And that's all old. Most of that's old. About the only time we buy plastic discs is for 4K movies.
When you buy your PlayStation games?
Yeah, all four of them, as you can see right there. There's a few there.
The wall is covered in PlayStation games.
Yeah, it's blue, guys, blue cases. And then I got my Amiibos. Most of them breathing. As older ones.
The Amiibs.
Amiibs, yeah.
Speaking of nerdy things, do you have any nerdy pickups lately?
I look around.
I know. Sometimes I have to remind myself, what did I shame buy again?
I know. Most of the time, it's for my kid. Like, we got the Luigi Lego.
Oh, yeah. You picked that up, though.
That came out last Sunday.
Damn, you got that right away.
Well, we had to. The child you just spoke to, he has been doing a very good job of not sucking his thumb. And we gave him a prize of the Luigi Lego starter kit. And he earned that like 2 months ago. So
damn.
Bad parents on us that we promised something we couldn't physically buy. So when it came out last Sunday, we went to Target and bought one. Even though I had one pre-ordered from
Lego themselves, and it was here the next day. So shout out to Lego for getting stuff like
zippy quick,
almost release day.
So here's a question for you right off the top.
Yeah,
I don't suck my thumb. Can you buy me one, dude?
Yes. If you go 5 days without sucking your thumb, Matthew, I will get you a Lego.
I can give you 4 days.
Okay. Well, you gotta do five. That's the agreement.
I'll work on it.
I'll get you a Band-Aid.
Pizza bet.
Okay, I'll buy you pizza.
So, okay, you got the Luigi set. They've actually, my nephew just got a Lego, catalog, and it was actually covered in new Mario Lego stuff. They had the airship. Dude, that. Really badass.
It's $100. And unlike Jethro, he's not here, unfortunately. You can't. Hi, Jethro.
What's up, Greg? We miss you.
I don't spend $100 on Legos very often, so. Didn't he buy something for a bunch of monies?
My nephew or Greg?
Greg.
Oh, yeah, he got... Oh, God, what was it? He did. See, if he was here, he could tell us.
Yeah.
But
no, he's...
He did pick something up recently.
He's got other... He's actually been a good father and watching his children. Not like me, who's shooing them back upstairs. So...
And I have children only in my memories.
Memories.
In the corner of them. All right, Simon. So anything else nerdy that you have picked up?
No. I don't think so. No, that Assassin's Creed vinyl keeps getting delayed.
Yeah, Greg was telling me about that.
Yeah, it's like it's just not going to happen, I think, at this point. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. We pre-ordered that months ago. It was supposed to be here already, and it's not, so... Yeah.
Huh. I thought that was just his, but that's all of them then, huh?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. Cray-cray.
So, bummer.
Yeah, speaking of vinyls, I've been a bad boy, but... I'll cross that bridge when we get there.
What have you bought since on an airplane?
Thank God, it's my turn. Let's see. Yeah, what have I bought in the last 24 hours? I'm still with my vinyl addiction.
Good.
I bought, what the hell was it? I bought a soundtrack for Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Because John Williams is he's a god among men. I bought a couple of things. Oh, I bought the Matrix soundtrack.
Okay.
For Record Store Day, they had two different Record Store Days.
I was thinking of the guy who's got that Star Wars, or was that you that got that?
Oh, and I got that. Yes, that's what it was. Yes. I was thinking, it was all soundtracks. So those three, Jurassic Park, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Matrix. And I got them all for really, really cheap. They weren't like $60 each, so don't even ask me about that.
So they totally were $60 each?
No, actually only
Record Store Day ain't cheap.
No.
If you can get it, they cheap.
It's a big kid's game, yeah. If you don't get it on day one, you're paying graphics card prices.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's all I'm willing to admit to.
Fair enough. You can save some.
Yeah, I'm not at home with my dollies and bullshit, so it's harder for me to think of what is even there. I'm in the middle of packing, so like a lot of my dollies are going in their in a resting spot for a
back
moment.
Back in their original packaging and then back in their crate.
So I have to talk to him before I put him back. Hello.
Excited to see you soon, sweetheart.
It's going to be dark for just a little while. So, yeah, that's all I've been picking up lately. Let's get into what we've been playing. Because I've actually been playing video games.
Good. I'll let you go first. Because you have a lot. I don't have a ton.
Well, I don't.
And it's been a while. We haven't talked since.
Dude, it has.
I went to Michigan and came back since the last time we talked, I think.
Damn.
So
it's been like literally a month or more, even.
Sorry to the loyal fans. We're back.
We are back. We hope you're well. I'm still on my Returnal crack pipe.
You got, what, 3 data pads to find or something?
Yeah, I've got 3 items to find, and it's literally like a minimum a 2-3 run. 2-3 hour run, and it's a roll of the dice if it even happens. So it's
RNG.
It's a totally RNG.
Oof.
They have updated the game since release to make it more likely that you'll just stumble on one of these unicorns, but not as often as I'd like. So I'll tell you that.
If you're putting in 2-3 hours and still on not getting what you want.
But I will say it's still fun to play, and I'm getting better. I am now a golden god. Returnal.
Nice.
Flex.
Question. Have you had any crashes?
I have not, actually.
I feel like that's gone away.
I feel like that too. I only had like a handful of issues since launch, and not, I know that they've been pushing, they kept pushing updates. I haven't had any issues, so
good.
Not lucky.
For as severe as the issues were, I feel like they went away pretty quick.
I feel like that too. Although it clearly launched in a state, I seriously think that a lot of this is system level, and they're, I feel like it's, they've been cagey about that fact.
About the OS being half-baked?
Yeah, I think there's something going on with that, because it was inconsistent, clearly wasn't affecting everybody the same. I don't know. That's just my hunch, but I dodged a bullet with that. Let's see. So I came out here on my flight, and I was talking to Greg before I left, and he was like, you going to play anything while you're out there? I was like, yeah, I'm going to bring my Switch. He's like, by the way, if your flight is short, you should try 1980X. I remember hearing about this game.
Yeah.
Not much. I remember hearing about it like a year ago. So I just, on a whim, bought that. I bought a couple other things, but I bought that just for the flight. And I played through that cover to cover on the flight, dude. I really, really love that game.
Is that a side, like an old school side scroller?
It's like a, it's a narrative-driven game, but they'll have segments of gameplay that are basically an ode to 80s or 90s games. Okay. So, like, they have, like, a level and a half of something that's essentially Final Fight. And then they have, like, a level or so of something that's essentially R-Type.
Okay.
And the story, the narrative of the game is sort of like, it's an ode to the 80s and 90s, but it's also you're following the life of this adolescent kid who's got some things going on at home, and she kind of finds refuge in video games. It's just really cool.
Yeah.
And the way it's done was just, yeah, awesome pixel art, amazing music. Nice. I would love to buy the vinyl.
Did you ever play Retro Game Challenge on the DS?
Never did.
Okay. Because that has something similar where it's, you're playing as a kid who's playing games back in the early 80s, and it's like, one game is, you know, RPG, the other game is your shooter.
Yeah. Such. This is like the exact same recipe. Damn.
So, that's what immediately came to mind. It's like, I played something similar to that, which, that was pretty cool. Retro Game Challenge is really, really good game.
I wonder if it's the same developer. Probably not, but that's like eerily similar.
Write in, tell us.
please write us.
Yeah. I can't look at the email folder, so we won't get to your emails again this week. Sorry, folks, but keep writing in.
We get a lot of emails, but we'll get to them. Please email us.
Yes.
Ask us anything, dear God. So those are the two. I also downloaded A Short Hike. I don't know if you've ever heard of this game.
I hate physical activity, so.
You hate physical activity? Okay, well, that's the name of the video game.
Oh, okay.
I will also go on hikes in the real life.
You're like slim and trim. Like, you're looking good.
So are you, Sonic. We're both slim and trim.
I got the father 15 that I never lost from two kids, so. 15
of pure muscle. We should take a picture of the podcast so that people can see your guns.
Yeah, I see. I was just blasted and just oiled and tanned.
That's right. Sky's out, thighs out.
Oh, love it, baby.
So that's what I've been playing, Sonic Boom. Cool. I'm going to turn the mic over to you. What have you been on?
I pretty much started and finished Control in the time we've talked.
Yeah, I saw you on that a lot on Discord.
Yeah, I actually 100%ed it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I actually played through the DLC, one of the DLCs twice, because I encountered a bug in which I missed some boxes, and I thought that would deter me from 100%. So I went back to the main menu and the chapter select, and I went back to the previous story mission and was able to, you know, successfully do what I was looking for. It's like there was like a puzzle where you solve it by blowing something up, but you can blow it up through a wall. And if you blow up through the wall, there's a door that doesn't open. If the door doesn't open, you'll get boxes. Anyway. So I did that, and in doing so, it wiped my the Alan Wake DLC.
What?
Progress. Like, it acted like I never did it. Like, it reset a bunch of skill points, a bunch of abilities, and currencies. Like, they refunded it, and I wasn't, like, out any progression.
Okay.
But it acted like I never did the DLC, so I play that again. So,
that's bizarre.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. So I learned not to go back to chapter select unless I really needed to for something. But
you liked it enough to go back then.
Yeah, I played the holy heck out of it. Both DLCs, because I got it on sale. So I was playing the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah.
And
It was great. It was a very good game. Didn't like the ending because the ending was just kind of like, and it was hope and dreams were with you the entire time. The end. And I'm like, really? That's it? But the ability, it's like the best way I heard it is it's a Star Wars game. Because you got your levitate, you got your force punch, awesome Star Wars game.
Yeah.
So I loved it. I thought it was really good. Like the combat, the story was nutty and cool. I didn't do a lot of the readings because I can't read very well. But 100% and it was great. So I got the cat ears. That was one of the DLC costumes you can get.
Cat ears, I'm in. Does it do anything?
It just makes Jesse look cool. So
cool.
I did a lot of stuff I didn't need to do to 100%. Like there's a in-game arcade game called Shmo or Shmoo. I think that's even the joke. It's
Shenmue.
Yeah, Shenmue. And it's like a bunch of like, you know, kill these guys in a certain amount of time or, you know, don't die or a boss rush, which is really cool. I went through that and that got you another suit. I will say, I think this game has one of the top three levels of any game I've ever played.
Whoa.
Like cause and effect from Titanfall 2, like that level of awesomeness. It was the Ashtray Maze.
Say it again.
Ashtray Maze.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Huh. Without spoiling it, it's not hard and not doing anything too crazy, but there's music and it's awesome. Like it's just you have this rock music going, the Swedish rock music going, and the levels are like unraveling in front of you, and it's like it's a maze. So it's one of those like. This is bitchin'. This is so cool.
I love when games have really memorable... Like, I remember, for example, earlier in the summer, you were talking about, was it Dollhouse from Resident Evil?
Yes, the Dollhouse.
And, like, that was so compelling the way you described it that even that alone makes me want to play it and get to that point. And this sounds similar. Like, just in terms of now it's so memorable
and... You're in person, you can see the disgust on my face that the game you shame me into playing... And buying full price,
Sonic
sir, Boom. You have not touched.
That's so true. Can we get past that? I still feel really bad about that.
Yeah, but it's one of those, like, it's you remember it. It sticks with you because it's just, it's different enough to be, you know, not what you've been playing for the last 12 hours. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like the Dollhouse, like cause and effect, you know.
Yeah.
You think of, like, Halo missions like the library or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, great games have memorable. Like some games, you can forget everything because I don't know, it didn't really leave an impact or it was too samey.
Yeah,
but games that just have that moment is what you kind of carry with you. Let me ask you this on Control before we move on from Control. I have heard various people say that Control reminds them of Metal Gear Solid. Do you get that impression or not really? And I don't even know what they mean by that necessarily, whether it's like the psychological.
There's some things that would tip their hat to that. You've got key cards, you've got backtracking.
Okay.
You got things that you wouldn't normally find unless you did something a certain way, like a hidden level or these side missions that you don't have to do. But
love that.
I'm not going to lie, there's a few things I had to look up because just like the cat ears was a tough. That's in one of the DLCs. It's revolved around finding 8 of these cat statues. Okay. And they're not just like hidden. Like some of them you have to do stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like there's the probability and luck room where you had to like turn on all these lights. You had to turn a horseshoe upside down. Like all these things that are like you associate with luck.
Sure.
Like the cat that moves the arm up. Gotcha. And that, you know, four leaf clovers, things like that. You had to do a bunch of that stuff. And if you did it in the right... order, and you activated this roulette table, it unlocked a suit for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of stuff in that game where there's like completely hidden,
weird,
hard to find, but rewarding when you do figure it out. But yeah, I could see why people would draw that conclusion that there's nods to it.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think more in what the game does than the actual story.
So. Yeah, I have only played it a tiny bit. It's on my list of shame. I think after I complete Returnal, I'm gonna go straight into Resident Evil, and then I think I'll do Control. I think
if you went from Returnal to this, you'd be kind of in that mindset because there's some parts where it's tough. There's definitely like
you can't get close to enemies. They will slap you to 1% health.
Wow.
And so you really got to be good about dodging and using. I never use the shield, so maybe I was doing it to myself, but there's a shield you can use. But yeah, very good. Enjoyed it.
Cool.
The other game was Game Pass release by Greg. Omno, I think is how it is.
Okay, I think I've heard of this.
It's just kind of a like small team, real light adventure game. You know, okay. It's chill vibe. It's like a game that when you're completely blasted from the bar and you come home, you want to play games, but vibe out. You're just kind of, you know, just chilling and you just kind of want to turn your brain off. It's kind of what you do. Like, played a couple levels. Went smooth, looks good. Yeah, it's just kind of an adventure game. You start out as this guy, and you're like trying to figure out why you're on this journey. And as you progress through the levels, you get more abilities. You know, one of them is, you know, you can dash. Other ones that allow you to like look at the map. You know, that's, I'm not too far in, so I don't know how many abilities you do get. Right now, there's nothing punitive. Like I said, like you walk too far off into the mud, you sink, and then you just start back at a checkpoint. But like, there's no bad guys, there's no health meter, there's no.
Okay.
It's not very punitive. It's just going on a little adventure, you know, like Journey. I won't say it's at that level, but it's pretty good. It's
fun. Once in a while, it's what the body needs, you know, just a zen.
Yeah, zen. It's a palate cleanser, you know.
Totally.
It's not going to, you know, go win a Grammy or anything, but it's good.
That's kind of what 1980X reminded me of too. It's just a nice reminder that not every video game needs to kill me physically and psychologically.
Yeah.
So if I go from like, you know, white knuckle game to white knuckle game, it's like, man, it's a little hard to hang. So I mean, like after I do these runs in Returnal, I'm like, Jesus, can I just have a fun video game?
Yeah, it's just a video game ass video game, you know.
Love it. Was that you or Greg that was telling me that you were messing around with Ascent? That was Greg.
I must have been Greg. Yeah, I haven't touched Ascent yet.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How come you haven't? Or just not your flavor?
I'm not huge on tactical RPGs. Plus, I've got a backlist of things I want to get to before I get there. I'll eventually play it, but I want to get Death's Door. I want to play that. I got it downloaded, but I haven't touched it yet.
I was going to ask if you or Greg played. Greg played that.
But... Yeah. So... I'll give it a whirl. I heard that it takes a little bit to get into. So
no, it isn't.
Having dad time. Like, well, I don't really have an hour to burn just to get through a tutorial, so.
Yeah. I like the cyberpunk aesthetic, though.
Yeah, it looks good. It should look good on my OLED, so I'm excited. And, oh, Greg, he actually sent a picture of his setup. Was that on Twitter, or did he just send that to us?
I don't know.
Maybe it's on Discord.
I think it's on Discord.
Maybe it's Discord. Yeah, he's got a dope setup, and he's got the hue lights or the vibe lights or whatever. So background of his wall is all red with the Ascent background. It looks freaking killer.
He needs to, like, tweet cross-plat chat. Share this picture with the world, Greg, if you're listening, please. Yeah.
He'll hear it tomorrow after I edit it, maybe. We'll see. Let's say Sunday. I'll edit it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Working.
When you're working on it.
Yeah.
All right, Sonic Boom, before we move on from what you've been playing, over lunch, you were telling me a little bit about the Halo beta.
Yes.
Tell the people.
I was lucky enough to get into the beta, and I didn't get it early. There's a lot of people that actually got it day one when it was supposed to be launching, but they had some server bugs and issues that they were sorting out. Which, you know, it wasn't a beta. It was a tech test. A lot of people need to realize it was not a beta.
No,
it was a technical test. And so they were testing things like, can they dish it out to people when they're invited and they have a code on Steam? Are they able to download it? What kind of issues are they coming into?
Sure. Some odds and ends.
Yeah. You know, they're testing their currency system. And when you purchase things, does it automatically unlock? But as far as the gameplay goes, very solid, very well done. The only issues I encountered were when people left the game, it would freeze. Sometimes I had some audio issues.
Okay.
But as far as the 30 seconds of fun, you know, the Holy Trinity, grenades, melee weapons, solid. Very fun, addicting. It definitely made me feel like it was the older Halos. Like, we're talking Halo 3-ish.
Yeah, right.
You know, maybe 4. It's... time to kill can be quick if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
you can zap someone and switch to your pistol. You can hit them with a sniper from, you know, no scope on
range.
Yeah.
Let me ask you real quick, though, actually, just as you're bringing up weapons, what were the go-to weapons or
your,
so?
Your starter weapons are really strong.
I heard that
the battle rifle was what you need. Pistol did very well. It's not the Magnum, which that's sad. I don't think we'll ever see a Magnum again, but because I was just kind of the one trick pony.
Yeah,
that's all
right.
You needed to, right. The Swiss Army knife. But no, you could, you know, you could open up on someone with your battle rifle and have a pretty good chance of nuking them without having to throw a grenade or switch to a sidearm.
Mm-hmm.
They called it a sidekick, or they called the pistol something like that. Sidekick or side attack. I don't
know. Side piece.
They all have different names.
Cool.
The battle rifle was good. The assault rifle, sorry. The battle rifle is like 4-shot burst now.
Okay.
Needler is...
Yeah, tell me about the Needler.
It's a pink beast, man. It's
you
got
showed
range.
Me a video, and it, like, the projectiles were, like, instantaneous, it seemed.
I think weapon tuning is obviously going to get changed, because this is a 2-month-old build, they were saying, because they did a live stream where they showed it running on the Xbox One, just an original Xbox.
Yeah.
And it looked really well. Really well done.
Yeah.
So they weren't hiding behind that, you know, like some other developers that released a game on multiple platforms that didn't review so well last year, causing them to delay.
did that happen? Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah. No, it ran really good. It felt good. It felt like Halo.
Yeah. Looks really buttery.
Yeah, I only had some minor gripes, but I feel like most of that stuff's going to be hashed out, or already was hashed out with, you know, when they tweak it or they change the sandbox to... It's like their rocket launcher, the blast radius on that thing was just crazy. Like,
was it kind of?
It was way
stupid,
like,
power.
Yeah, like you could wipe out half a map with one. The blast is so big, but I know that's going to be tweaked for sure.
Speaking of the rocket launcher, I really love the way it looks. Like on impact, the smoke trail is really awesome, and then there's like volumetric lighting in the smoke. It's so cool.
Yeah,
really, really cool.
Yeah, they've really up their game when they said, yeah, we're going to tweak the cosmetics and the textures and the shadowing and the lighting. Like, they definitely did all of that. So when Joseph Staten came out and said, yeah, we're working on this stuff. We heard your feedback from last year's presentation. They did everything they said they were going to do and everything they said that was already implemented. So
we salute you, Joey.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, that and everyone there at 343 doing their due diligence to make the game
as good as it can be.
And everything I've seen online was just overall praise.
Yeah, I saw not a good feedback, really.
And I'm definitely second because it was fun. Like, even though I was played bots, there's 4 level of difficulty. You've got Marine, ODST, there's something, and then Spartan. I can't remember. Anyway,
okay.
That's your 4 different difficulties.
Sure.
And it started off where you're just fighting just grunts. And then the next day it was the ODST. And then the next one was, you know, at the end, the last day, they opened up Spartans. Those guys don't play around. Like, the bots are pretty smart. Like, they will take you out no problem.
That's what I was hearing also about the bots. And I think this was Paris Lilly on Twitter that had mentioned, which I thought was intelligent insight. But he's like, the bot behavior is really believable. And he was like, you should think about this in terms also of the AI in the campaign, because, you know, probably a lot of this is adaptive. I don't really know, but it's probably a lot of adaptive AI that they're going to implement in the campaign, which makes me excited.
Yeah. But just for being, you know, 4-4 with bots, I wanted more. Like, I want to play more now. Like, it's got its hooks in me. And they did open up PvP. For like a couple hours one night. So I did play a handful of games against actual humans.
You swept the floor with these noobs.
It was hit or miss. There's some games where you could tell I was getting the, you know, the chuckleheads, you know, the kids when daddy wasn't playing. And then there's a couple that I'm like, you play a lot of Halo. I can tell. So
you swept the floor with all of them.
Oh yeah.
That's honest, be honest.
Halo God 420 XX.
The only I don't even know if I'd call it negative feedback, but the only feedback that was not stellar was that people wished it lasted longer, like the period of
play.
Because it was only the weekend.
Yeah, it was started. It's supposed to start that Thursday. Most people, myself included, didn't get told that Friday morning. But, you know, it's one of those. It was a technical test. It wasn't a beta. There was nothing you could do to get in, like, for sure. Like, I don't. Greg didn't. He was registered, I think, and he didn't get in. I had a buddy from work who got in, and he loved it. But, yeah, I think they'll definitely do. Hopefully, they do an actual beta, give people a taste, because. Even though it's going to be free to play, I think you need to wet the mouth of some of these people to get them excited for it.
Yeah, right. You know. Kind of reintroducing Halo for a lot of, well, yeah. For all of us. But
yeah, it's definitely, you know, we'll see what the campaign has, but a culmination of 343 working, you know, for the last 10 years on Halo, and hopefully they get it right, you know, for both campaign and multiplayer.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Is what I'm seeing. Well, Sonic Boom, it sounds like we've been playing some hot jams. And as I'm thinking here, normally at this time we'll do like a news segment.
You want to talk about hot topics?
Topics of conversation, yeah. And I'm just like, I didn't have anything necessarily in mind. If you just want
to
spit.
So it sounds like you need to have an engineering degree to get a M.2 memory card for your PlayStation 5.
This yeah.
Man, like, why can't they make some of these things easy? Like, what's going on at Sony headquarters?
I don't know, but first of all, I'm not sure who the hell needs more memory. I'm like, who needs at this point? Like, I don't. I have a lot of games installed on my PS5, and I think it's like at half capacity. Well, maybe it's a little more than that.
Yeah, and the PlayStation doesn't have as much memory as the Xbox, but. I still have a ton of games on my Xbox. Like I've got cold storage, which I was informed that you can move games onto an external hard drive, correct?
Yeah, you can do that. Like, you can do that.
I feel like that's just the solution people need to focus on.
Yeah, just swap it around. Because
A, it takes what, 10 minutes to transfer over a game, if that.
Yeah.
And that's far cheaper than the current memory solution for both machines. Like the prices on both the Xbox and the PlayStation's memory expansions are pretty beefy. It's like half the price.
Yeah.
Just because memory is just crazy expensive. So.
Yeah, I'm still kind of skeptical how, I don't know. It just seems to me like the testing that they're, first of all, the only people that can even access this right now are people who have been part of an invited, I don't know if they call it beta, but like an invitation only.
Like a preview.
Yeah.
Release.
Right.
Okay.
So, and it's weird because I still feel like Sony is kind of timidly saying, like, try not to fuck with this.
Yeah. Don't break. Don't go where we tell you not to go.
It'll break it. Don't do this. And I'm still kind of shocked how oddly accessible the internals of the PS5 are. Remember when I was telling you I had to use gentle strength to rip off the panties of my PS5? They've got friggin' like blow holes that you can vacuum the thing, and then at one point I was trying to reset my. Remember when I was telling you my PS5 was sort of loud, and I was a little worried, and I was like, "Well, do they have a solution for this?" And they do, and they're saying. This is what they say, is to put a disc in your machine, turn it off with the disc in there, open it up, get a screwdriver, and manually eject the disc by, like, rolling
the spindle,
and it will just spit out the disc. And I'm like, this is the weirdest shit
I've
ever heard. That
sounds like something you shouldn't have to do.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll try that. But
that's more on the disc drive, which, does Sony make those discs? Is it a Sony Blu-ray disc
drive? That's a really good question. I would assume not, but I don't know.
Well, who's the other ones? Because
Samsung. It could even be a Samsung, actually, now that I think about it.
There's a couple out there.
I think it's a Samsung, is what I think. But
so that's not really a PlayStation issue.
By the way, actually, speaking of disc drives, I'm not making this up.
Oh, God.
I put in a disc in my nephew's Series X because, what the hell was it?
Congratulations.
I don't even remember what it was. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. that disc drive is also really loud, and I'm wondering, like, is this just a thing?
I think it's
louder than last gen. Are they spinning these?
I feel like it's just
three times faster or something.
I think it's just it's
it's like your PlayStation. It's just whatever disk drive you got. Because remember back in the day when, depending on what hard drive you got for the original Xbox, mm-hmm. would determine on whether you could, whether it lasted or you were able to like crack it or something. Remember there was something
that with actually, the actual hard.
I guess just whatever.
Yes, I do remember because that.
My Series X, I never hear the disc. When I played Valhalla, because that was a disc game, one of the disc games I have, I never heard the disc.
I was going to show you this video, too.
Oh, my God, that is loud. Yeah, that's. I think Jethwin has the same thing, where his is loud, too. But
well, the funny thing, too, is I put in another game, and it was not near that loud. I was like, what the hell? And I've noticed the same thing with my PlayStation. I don't know why.
It could be it's where the really wherever that game keeps the data on the disk.
No.
So if it's on the outer disk, it's faster to spin.
That has to be it. That has to be it.
I mean, I've played for 100 hours and never heard that thing spin up once. Maybe it's because it's going off an internal?
It's really.
Now, did you play that game after it was downloaded, or was that while you were playing? That's what it sounded like.
That was while I was playing. That was like initial boot. So, what the hell was it? Dude, I remember what it was. I think it was Halo. Anyways, how are we on time, Sonic Boom? Eyeballing that thing?
Oh, let me look at Craig. Craig, where are you? Hold on. I gotta roll over here.
Come back.
I haven't been going for an hour.
Sonic Boom has rolled away from the microphone, so let me take this opportunity to reiterate that.
45. Sweet. 45.
We got
some time.
Okay, we got some time. But yeah, going back to the topic at hand, you were saying about the memory on the PS5. I will say I believe that when they do have memory options, I'm not. It's certainly not as user friendly as just putting in a chip like on the Series X.
Yeah,
you know, that's a very very simplistic approach to it.
They got some crap for that. You know, oh, spend all merit. Memory, we've seen that 10 years ago. It's like, well, it just works, you know?
I mean, if I had to choose, I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
I'm one of the few people that know how to build a computer, so I feel like I would be savvy enough to put memory in a PlayStation 5.
What will it even
but be? But I feel like I don't expect
a kid to do it. Now,
99% of consumers shouldn't have to.
Yeah, well, since PlayStation is the real gamers, we already know.
Oh, you're the real smart
guy.
I'm sorry, I forgot. My smooth brain Xbox.
Yeah, so.
I mean, in a couple years, the price will go down for both. And the PlayStation, the available cards that will work, so be expanded upon. It'll be hard to find. Because I was looking at lists and how you're supposed to find what works and the speeds and like, shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah, you know? It's clearly not.
So, but like you said, it's in beta or tech preview or insider build or whatever they call it. So it'll get better with time.
It is going to be a weird hurdle, though. I do think it's going to be a weird hurdle.
I guys tell the guys on Discord, just get external storage. It's a fraction of the price. And it just works. You plug it in and you can just put the games you're not playing in cold storage and not have to worry about it.
Same shit we always did.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else off the top of your noggin, Sonic Boom? I'm trying to think of major news stories we could talk about. That thing.
Do we want to, though? I'll just say, don't be a shitty corporation.
Don't be a shitty
corporation. And if you work for a shitty corporation, don't let their mandatory arbitration prevent you from going to the authorities if they're dirtbags.
I agree.
It's not worth your time or effort or sanity. Because they don't care about you. HR is there not to help you.
Yeah.
They're there to protect the company.
That's right.
So, have you stopped playing Activision Blizzard games because of this?
I don't really play Blizzard games anyway, so it's easy for me to take the high.
Yeah, you're going to virtue signal too? Yeah. I delete it all mine.
But to be honest, I'm thinking of Activision titles. Like, I love Sekiro, and that was Activision published. I don't know. I haven't really. I'll just say this. Okay, I'm not going to pretend like I'm on the high horse, high war horse, as it were.
Okay.
But I just will say this. I don't think that we should First of all, video games, to me, I've only met a couple people in IRL, in real life, that worked at a video game studio. And I could easily see how a lot of toxic behaviors can persist because it is a culture around it. It's,
you know,
I don't want to say it's a toy industry, but it kind of is. And I could see how things can happen, you know? And, you know, when, like, I'm personally think that video games are still struggling to be taken seriously by a lot of people. And when this stuff persists, I'm kind of like, well, stop acting like children then. If we want to not just, you know, make the industry better, but like be a place where we're proud to have a hobby that respects people and their lives, you know? Yeah. So it's just that I'm sure everybody read through a lot of what was being discussed, and it's some of it's like heinous.
It's, yeah, it's
really,
bad.
Really shitty.
I won't say I'm going to virtue signal and say I deleted everything. I deleted stuff, yes.
Sure.
But not because I feel like they don't deserve my time anymore. You know, it's I'm not playing the games. See, I'm going to give them any more money. They've already got my money, so I don't feel bad.
Yeah, sure.
Because they already got my money. You know?
Yeah.
If you choose not to purchase their games going forward, it's on you. And, you know, I'll support that. But there's also a ton of people at those studios that work their asses off and have nothing to do with this.
Right. Yeah.
You know, just like
it's true.
Do you still watch movies? Because Hollywood is obviously riddled with pedophiles and shitbags, but people still go to the theater.
Yeah, it is hard to kind of mince and separate what is and is not. I think we can all get to a place where what we read is alarming and it's not okay.
No.
And nobody should be in a position where they should feel like they should defend any of that.
No.
Now, it's for the law to decide how that's handled, but that was really discouraging to see that.
Yeah, you know.
So
I feel like we've done better, but we're right back in where we were with Ubisoft.
Yeah, I know.
This isn't the first time Activision had their hand slapped, obviously.
Yeah, and so it just it seems like it's a culture issue related. So, gosh. Well, that was uplifting. Anything else percolating in your
the impossible segue? It sounds like both systems are selling very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
$10 million for PlayStation already.
10 million PlayStation. I think Xbox was best selling console in North America. Was it last month?
I think so. Last month, last quarter, something like that.
So that's
seeing really good numbers in parts of Asia that
are not
traditionally
Japan's continuing
good
to do
for
well.
Xbox. So yeah, I think gaming is healthy all around, and that's good.
How long can we ride this unicorn? Everybody is selling the best they've ever sold, and I'm thrilled, but like
imagine if we didn't have supply constraints because of
that's a question, honestly.
Demand.
If there were no supply constraints, what would be happening right now? Phil Spencer would be like running for president.
Well, the thing is, like, you can only make so much. So,
yeah,
I wouldn't say PlayStation would have 20 million boxes out there, but 15 wouldn't be passed, you know. But you can say that about every launch, you know.
And that's the amazing thing to me too. Is like we have to keep in perspective. Like, just using PS5 as an example, they're outpacing PS4, and so it's kind of like shortage. What in a way?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, but. We shall see how that.
Wii's are still selling like hotcake. Or
what is it?
Switches.
We know you play
Wii's
with your Switch. Wii.
Why? Amigas? No, Picos. Wait,
Picos. That's it.
Amigas 2. No,
Master System.
The Odyssey 2 still selling great. Yeah, gaming's healthy. I mean, there's more gamers, so that leads to why there's more sales. So that's another thing we got to think about is they say it's outpacing PlayStation 4 or it's the best Xbox that's sold. Blah, blah. Like, well, yeah, but there's more gamers, you know.
Yeah, so you should be
bigger. So, yeah, you should, like you said, you should be. So, and this time last gen, every box was going to sell regardless because everyone wants the new hotness.
Good point.
Not so much.
That's fair.
Xbox One, but definitely the PS4, Series X, or One X. You know, they're going to sell as quick as they can make them the first year. So,
that's true. That is true. I'm trying to think of. I feel like there's another news story that was kind of the hotness in the past week or two.
Let me see what we have on the.
Yeah, Sonic Boom's going to sift through the Discord. Because I feel like Greg dropped a few few hot things. Oh, that thing. Steam Deck.
Did you get a Steam Deck?
I did get a Steam Deck.
Sweet.
I got mid-tier boys. I got the mid-tier.
Okay. I got big boy.
You did get one. I thought you said you weren't going to get one.
I would. I just didn't know when. I tried it. I finally got it, and I'm Q2.
Me too.
So
I'm Q2.
Just fine.
Greg, I think, is the end of this year.
Yeah, like, he got in. Q1?
Yeah.
Greg, write in, tell us. Didn't he get all of them, though? I think he just said he got one of each now.
I honestly didn't know if he was being serious about that.
And on mobile PC gaming.
Man, he's all about it. So let me ask you this, Sonic Boom, because you are more in the PC realm than I am. What is your like first take on the Steam Deck, honestly? Is this going to replace your PC in any way?
I mostly pre-ordered it because in case it comes out and it's a complete phenomenal experience, I want to have it. But most likely I'll cancel because I don't play a lot of mobile gaming.
Whether you're going to cancel?
Or sell it to a friend, eBay, who... I don't know, because I never played my DS, I never played my Vita. I don't take my Switch out of the dock. Monster, like, I just don't...
Now you're not about the handheld.
No, I don't handheld or mobile. So this isn't going to scratch an itch. Because every time I'm like, oh, this is going to be the system. This is going to be the one that gets me into gaming.
Yeah.
Bus going to school or, you know, back to college, I had a Vita.
Right.
I took it to school for like the first week, played that dungeon crawler, and then that was it. I never took it with me anywhere else. So I was so excited for that PSP. Same with the Nintendo. I get a Nintendo, and I think I'm going to take it on road trips, and then it never leaves my bag.
Yeah.
So. It looks smart. It looks like a nice piece of equipment. I saw people got hands on. We're able to talk about it. It sounds like it runs well. It sounds well. Heat's good.
Yeah.
Ergonomics is really good. You can make it run Windows. So you can put Game Pass on it. So there you go.
Right. And that's actually another interesting component of this too. I think once again, Game Pass has an opportunity to just expand its reach. It's so versatile, you know, and this is another good example that I do think to what you were saying earlier about the Steam Deck, it seems technologically competent enough to me. I mean, if it can run, my understanding is it's running some version of Steam.
Running Linux with, what do you call it? Proton is like a...
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Proton?
It's like a middleware that makes Windows stuff run on Linux things. So...
All right.
Essentially, it's a computer. It's got AMD Zen 2 Architect.
Yeah.
So it's like a low-end PC with current-gen toolset.
Impressive.
So it sounds like when you can have it in dock mode.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to push a little bit more power to it, and it's going to run a little bit better. But when it's undocked, they're looking to hit, you know, a minimum 30 frames, which Valve's come out and said, you know, like, well, for heat issues and we want the battery to last, you know, most of, you know, your average gameplay is going to be 30 frames. But if you want to, you know, run through your battery a little quicker or let it run a little hotter, you know, you can tweak some of the settings where you get a higher frame rate. So, and then, same with the screen. People were giving them guff about the screen being
just an LCD, typical
LCD, but like the width is 10x16, or it's some weird.
Oh yeah, right. Weird dimension.
Yeah, it's like the screen's that size. You're not going to notice 4K versus 1080p because the pixel density isn't there. So, excuse me.
Blessings.
You know, I think the screen will be fine. I don't think anyone's going to need to worry about whether it should have had a OLED 4K retinal
HDR
enabled, you know.
I never look at my screen switch and being like, I can't see shit on this thing. Oh, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. It's really fun.
Yeah. I think for people that like to PC on the go and they don't want to take a PC laptop, this will be very good middle ground.
Totally. And to me, it seems like a very console type entry into the PC world.
Yeah.
So I feel like they built this thing for me. I know they did. But yeah, I have tried PC gaming before, and for whatever reason, it just didn't resonate with me. And for some reason, this does. And I don't know if it's just the simplicity pitch, or maybe even the Game Pass possibility is really cool to me. Having that kind of ubiquity of the Xbox ecosystem is cool to me. Yeah, I'm like all in on this thing. I'm really excited. I don't love the button placement, but I don't know. I'll get over it.
Yeah. You got big hands, right? It'll be all right.
Big old paws.
God.
Dying, stop COVID choking me. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I'm spreading the Ronas.
The Ronas, damn.
The other swig of beer.
Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Anything else? By the way, just on a Steam Deck note.
Steam Deck note.
I was... Once I saw, you know, that it was going to be a thing, I started to look into PC games because my mind starts thinking like, oh, by the way, did we talk about Dead Space?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Okay, we're going to go into that.
Well, yeah.
Actually, fuck Steam Deck.
Okay, you know, what's that we're going to say? It's a thing.
Fucking pick it up. It's cool. Okay, PC gaming. Sonic Boom, let the record clearly show that for the E3 predictions... I firmly put a tinfoil hat on.
Yeah,
proudly.
You did.
I wore it proudly, and I said that EA was going to do something with Dead Space.
You are correct, and but they did not announce Sonic that at E3, did they?
I mean, that's kind of like saying, oh, a unicorn is going to be walking on Earth tomorrow, and then it walks on Earth a week from now. Does that make it not a unicorn, Sonic Boom? No.
Well, there's still people out there saying the world's going to end on this date. And then when it doesn't end, I'm like, oh, I got my math wrong.
Yes.
You know, those guys are just like wackadoos. So,
I mean,
are you a wackadoo or?
I mean, I am, but that's beside the point. Sonic Boom. It's Dead Space. You can't say you weren't surprised to see this.
No, because it's one of the worst kept secrets in the industry. But it looks, and I like what they're going to do with it. That it's not just a re-release. It's gonna be a remaster, right? It's ground up. Yeah,
remake.
Ground up.
It's a remake.
Remake. There we
it's
go.
Remake.
There we go. Unlike the Dead Space, not Dead Space. Mass Effect. Thank you.
We come full circle.
Yeah. Unlike Mass Effect. You know, Mass Effect, they did a really good job with it. I haven't played it yet, but I heard all the great things about it. I'm glad it's more than just that. I'm glad it's more than just
me too.
You know, them high-resing and adding better assets and getting the gold masters of the audio and re-sampling those.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's nice that it's going to be a real game.
Modernized.
Yeah.
You know, we want to see two things about it, by the way. Number one, I like what they're saying. Daddy likes what he's hearing about they're made for next gen.
Yes.
I like that a lot. Wow. So that automatically tells me that you can play on my team. Number two, I really love what I'm hearing from the developers in terms of we're talking to fans. We want them as part of the process of creation and production. We want this game to appeal to the core, core audience who loves Dead Space. So I just like to hear that, because if you're doing a remake, I don't need you to start doing weird shit like making Isaac talk and you know, these huge monologues with the long lost woman, girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah. What was her name? Julie or?
Oh, God. Claire, no.
Claire's dead? No.
Claire's dead.
You take the first letter of every chapter.
Julie. I feel like it's Julie.
Jenna Swammy. Samsonite.
We are way off. Samsonite. So yeah. I don't want some weird story with Samson.
So, like, we hear that a lot, and then at the end, they're just going to make the game that they want to make, which is fine, because gamers don't know what they want. I mean, we were talking at lunch about how there's people in the Halo community that are like, there shouldn't be boosting or clambering or, you know,
there
shouldn't be armor abilities. And it's like, you know, like, if you want bare bones, left trigger, right trigger, go play CSGO. That stuff exists. Like, you know, game developers are going to make the game they want. So it's nice for them to say.
So you don't believe them, Sonic Boom?
This is when they see it. They love gamers. When they put out the survey and there's like one of three things to check. And we see a poll. Is Isaac tall, short, or medium?
Yeah. Few things. By the way, did you play... Were you a fan of Dead Space, Sonic Boom?
Not really. Played 1 and 2 and 3. I started and never finished. So, yes. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan. I liked them. They were fun. Dead Space was actually one of the first games I beat on PC.
Interesting.
Yeah. I got it back in the day on PC.
I have heard
it ran really well.
The oddly, I have heard that the PC version of Dead Space is a little shoddy. Have you ever heard this?
No. If it is, I don't remember, because I remember I played with a brand new headset. Like, I had a... Sorry, it was a pretty sweet rig. Like, I played it, you know, above 60 frames. I had 5.1 audio. Okay. Like, it was amazing.
Maybe I have.
But,
well...
I don't know. I'm not saying you're not right. I just don't know.
I really liked the trailer. It set the tone. I like where I see this going already. Visually, it was totally good. I'm not going to say it was a 10, but I mean, it's a very small sample.
Yeah,
mostly, I just want them to nail the tone of Dead Space,
yeah.
Which to me is a psychological crawl through hell, and I don't want to hear Isaac talk.
Nope.
I want him to just... I want to experience this with him. I want really big symphonic, like, orchestra, just horror music going on. And it was whispering, and they talked about 3D audio, and,
ooh,
like, things are going to do with, like, whispering and shit. Dead Space had some of the best sound design of that generation to me, and I just...
that's one of the things I remember.
Can't
was
wait to see this thing.
Playing with a nice headset that made it sound, you know, spatial, you know.
Very,
it wasn't
very cool.
Spatial dead. It was just, you know, it was better than stereo. So. Yeah. I hope they take their time. There's people out there saying that it's going to be done in 2022.
I heard that too.
And don't. A, B, you're possible. C, give it time, because A, we want that game to sell, and B, we want to sell well, because if it doesn't sell well,
it's going to go dormant for another 20 years.
Yeah, and then EA is going to be like, see, this is why we don't do single player games.
This is why you can't have nice
things. So, and they already have the deck stacked against them, because it's a horror game. Horror games just don't sell. It just, Resident Evil has been shattering that, but traditionally, horror games don't sell.
This is what's going to happen, Sonic Boom. Dead Space is going to ride on the coattails of Resident Evil's success. People are going to discover Dead Space and understand it to be what it is, which is the best horror game of the last 20 years. And it's going to redefine this genre. I'm not high right now.
No.
And then they're going to continue Dead Space and make a whole new Dead Space after the remake.
Oh, okay. So it'll be Dead Space 2.
Well,
2-2.
I mean, TBD, but maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Okay.
But it starts with this.
Oh, okay. All right.
It starts with this. Anything else? Think hard and deep. And strong. Think strong and hard. Because if not, we could go into some quick fires off the cuff.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's keep... Do you have any flutter bombs? Talk about altitude or...
Okay, hold it. Let me think here. I had some on the airplane. No, I'm sorry. Damn it. I should have come with a flutter bomb, like, at the ready. I don't think I have any flutter bombs. Shit. Why, do you?
No.
Sonic Boom's first flutter bomb?
Here we go. The He-Man community does not know what they want. He-Man came out with Revelations, and it was phenomenal. It's Kevin Smith's take on He-Man, which takes place immediately after the 80s series.
Okay.
Not the 2000s, which is a four times. The 2000s was great. To can that, because A, Cartoon Network didn't know when to air that. Because they kept changing the window of either it was late at night when no kids were awake or early morning when the kids were awake, but not the adults. And the toys, you couldn't find any good toys. They botched the toy line. They made 1,000 different battle armor, ice armor, Skeletor, and He-Man.
Are these the same line of toys that you knocked off your bed when you were having
relations? Yes, absolutely. Thank you for remembering that.
Okay.
So that's why that... Anyway, the show was very good. It had its girl moment and did some things that is not... too far to Netflix and their current writing, but the show overall was very good. It took some risks. It was very good, and everyone that complained about it, it's like, if you want campy bullshit He-Man, go watch the 80s series. It already exists. If that's what you want, go watch it.
Okay.
You know, if you want something that's safe and boring, and He-Man, I got the diamond disarray, blah blah. Like, go watch that.
That was so well done, Son. You took me to a place.
I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, but Mark Hamill's Skeletor was so good. The voice casting was great, except for Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is in Heathen?
She's Tila, and she's awful, but that's because it's Corona, and she did most of VO in her house. So,
whoa.
Yeah, like, towards the end, like, the second to last episode, you could tell that's when they did it in the studio.
sound really
good. The quality goes way up.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Well, I guess expected. So, interesting.
Yeah. So He-Man fans, they don't want them. They're dumb. They're stupid. The new show's really good. Go watch it.
Okay. It, so you're not stupid.
No, I'm not dumb. It's very good. Unlike She-Ra, which was a hot.
Shots.
Yeah. It's into season 3, so what do I know?
Well, this has been a great Flutterbomb.
Yeah, there you go.
Sonic Bomb is first. You did me great. My Flutterbombs are usually like dad jokes that flop.
Okay.
So, you know, they do what they do.
Yeah.
They do what they do. Shout out to Flutterbombs. Okay, do you want to do quickfire? And we do mean quickfire because we have nothing like planned. So like I have to
We're looking around,
and see
my palatial estate, not unfinished basement.
I've got the first quickfire.
Okay.
Good. I see Settlers of Catan right there.
Yeah.
It's upside down.
Yeah. That's in my pile of things I'm gonna sell because I got it for Christmas and never played it because I don't have friends.
Well, that's that gets into a lot that we don't have time for on the podcast here today, but I was going to ask you about tabletop gaming.
Yeah.
Is it something that, okay, let's assume you had friends.
Yes.
Is that something that you would do?
I would try it. You know, I did some D&D back in the day, and I think tabletop games are cool. I did the card games where you're Batman or Superman, and then you get what was that called? Not midget.
Nerdy?
Yeah. I wish I could, you know. I see, it's one of those, you see the Edgertons.
Devin and Derek, yeah.
Yeah. It's Devin.
That, those boys.
He just launched a Kickstarter for tabletop?
I don't know. I'm friends with him on Twitter and Instagram.
Pretty sure that's the one. I can never remember. I'm sorry. Derek or Devin, I'm apologizing.
It's probably Devin.
Because he's the one that's done, like, stuff with Star Wars and BioWare. He just launched a Kickstarter for a tabletop that within an hour beat its goal. So
shout out to him.
I'm going to give him some money for that too. I wish I could do them, but I've never been in a group long enough to do that. Like I know groups that do play tabletops and I'm like, I wish I could be your friends, but we just don't click. And then that's it.
Yeah.
So I like them. I like that there's a variety of them.
That's the thing about tabletop gaming to me, Sonic Boom. I feel like it's more about the company and less about the game. I'm not too nerdy with this, but like I've sat in on some D&D and I'm like, this is pretty dope just because these are friends. But I'm like, you guys could be doing something cool and still having a good time. I'm just giving you shit. Yeah. For some reason, tabletop gaming never stuck with me. I think it's because my brain has limits and it gets really technical.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm too drunk.
To me, it's like you gotta spend 4 hours learning the rules.
Yeah. And you're drinking.
And then next time you'll actually play it.
Yeah.
And then I'm so, here we go. Star Trek or Star Wars?
No, Star Wars all day.
Okay.
I never really got into Star Trek until they did the new Star Treks.
Okay. The new J.J. Abrams?
Yes. And I think
those are really good.
I think those are excellent. Yeah. I think those are excellent.
Did you know Dude Goes Con?
Sorry, what?
Khan, you know, and the second one was like, oh, this is Khan.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that coming?
No.
I thought that was, like, part of the advertising, because when he's like, my name is Khan, I'm like, okay. And everyone's like, how did you not know he's supposed to be Khan?
I don't know. I have any pretext of Star Trek, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Khan is a thing. Anyway.
Cut.
Favorite, okay, do you like Batman Arkham Knight or Batman, what was the first one?
Arkham Asylum?
Arkham Asylum. Arkham Asylum.
Asylum City Knight. That's the order. Well, then Origins was in there, but that doesn't
count. The chronological order, or that's the order in which you like them?
No, that's the one that came out.
So now give me the order in which you like them.
City Asylum. Origins was underrated, but I'll say Knight and then Origins.
Okay. And the new game that's in development.
Yeah, that we know is in development.
We know is in development. What do they need to do to make it a great Batman?
They need to get Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy as the VO. And that's all. Everything else.
And that's it.
That's all. That's all. That's the only way to win me over.
What if
you get the original cast from the 92 Batman series? You get them. Fortunately, they're like one of the only few guys left. The guy that played the Riddler.
gosh, I can't remember his name now. He actually just had a birthday.
Jim Carrey.
Nope. That's close. Well, I mean, you're not wrong, but
yeah,
no voice work. He just had a birthday.
Carrey?
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. He's like in November or something. I think they need to just keep doing what they do with the battle system, where it's you can mash and win, or you can really hone your skills. And
yeah,
it's the way I always described it to people back in the day is like it's an onion; it just has layers.
Mm-hmm.
And the better you get with it, the more you learn, the more you incorporate. Like it's just you become this. You're just crippling people, you know.
Yeah,
that's what I liked about it. I think the window for which you lose your combo was a little too small. So make the combo meter a little bit more forgiving.
Okay.
So I want to see big combos.
Yeah. You know, when you get competent.
Are you talking about Arkham Knights? Are you talking about that one that's coming out or the other Batman game that is people wanting?
Whatever Rocksteady's doing.
So, that's Arkham Knight. Yeah. That's going to be great. I hope it's like Arkham City, but four player or two player.
I wouldn't know.
I know it's going to be co-op.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
I forgot all about that. Yeah. Which I'm going back and forth on whether I get another Series X or if I get a Series S for upstairs because the missus wants to play. She already picked Batgirl, so I got to pick Stupid Robin or something. Or Bonerhead.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Jim Carrey so much?
Missus loves Jim Carrey, actually.
What's her favorite Jim Carrey movie?
Ooh, Liar Liar.
But that is a good one.
Yeah, I think.
That is a good one.
So
I think mine's got to be Ace Ventura. No?
At the time, yes, but it's just, it gets quoted and people grab the chair and say,
That's fair. That's fair.
I think it's good. Yeah.
All right, Sonic Boom. Well, we need like at least one more quick fire. What's on the top of your PC, by the way? Those look like Ninja Turtles.
No, those are my dollar store He-Man. My dollar store Amiibos, He-Man. Remember? Remember here, I got them right here. Here's more dollar store Amiibos. I got a Mike Wazowski. Rex from Toy Story. I got Stimpy. I got Ren in here somewhere.
All of this. These are awesome.
Yeah, I got Randall. Spoon from Toy Story 4.
Spork.
Yeah, I got Grimlock. Got Soundwave.
This is
SpongeBob.
I'm confirming.
Patrick. The blue one. What's his name?
The blue guy from Monsters.
Matt Wazowski. John Goodman. What's his name?
Jim Carrey.
No.
Wait, but I didn't pretty much Metal Gear Solid comics.
Yeah, I know. I did that purposely.
That's an opportunity.
I put him with eye shot just to tease him.
That's like, oh, hey, vinyl.
Yeah, I got a stack of vinyl.
Sonic Boom, you're not supposed to stack them like that. You're going to smash them.
Dollar store fines. So. Okay. Those vinyls are pretty beat.
That's a lot of dollars to beat.
Well, that's why I put the good one. My Tron reprint.
Oh my gosh.
In the top, because it won't get crushed.
You told me you were going to let me take that with me? Thanks.
No. No. You can have the Metroid posters.
A what?
Yeah, I got some Metroid posters.
Okay,
I'm gonna give him to you so you can give him to Jethro because I feel like you will see him before I do.
You probably won't, but
I mean,
I have been meaning to buy long story, Jethro bought me my first Amiibo. I think you knew that, and it was
I did know that.
Yeah, he bought me my first Amiibo. This was way back in my first podcast.
You did.
And anyway, so he's a huge Metroid fan. So I feel like if you have any Metroid swag, he is the rightful heir to that.
So, Jethro, write in. I got some posters from the GameCube.
You just offered them to me. And now he's got to come fight me for them. Let me at least look at them.
They're not in great condition.
Before you give them my
Metroid time.
Dude, hell yeah.
This is what they put in the side panels at a Target display next to the game section.
God, dude.
Yeah. And, oh, there's Ratchet.
It's Ratchet.
Like the original Ratchet.
Ratchet.
There's more.
What else? Ooh, another Prime something or other.
Mech Assault for Xbox.
It's old school.
Yeah, I got a few things here.
Okay, that.
There's a Rocky poster. That's not mine.
Rocky.
So, yeah.
Those are two of the same Metroid Prime.
Yeah. Crystal Chronicles. Crystal
Chronicles. Soon, man.
Yeah,
these are
soon.
In school.
Yeah, these are like, I got a bunch more. I got a big pile of stuff from
Best Buy,
too. A bunch of, like, Avengers posters and Lego Batman posters. doing all kinds of stuff because when you work retail and you work in the games department, you always come home with swag.
You accumulate things. He's going to grab me a Series X. His personal Series X. He said he's giving it to me.
Oh, one of my kids didn't steal it.
I'm looking around. They better not have, or I'll have to steal it back. I'm looking around Sonic Boom's basement, and let me tell you, folks, he's a man of his word. He does have a lot of Xbox stuff. Although he undersold us on how many dollies he has. Okay, well, tell me what it is, and then I can find it intuitively.
Snake, you're solid too. It's an action figure.
Oh, a McFarlane action figure.
Yeah. Where'd he go?
I don't know, but you can mail it to me. No worries. No worries, brother. Well, it's the thought that counts, as they say. Sonic Boom is looking for a Metal Gear Solid 2 Snake McFarlane toy.
You can have a Darth Vader toy instead. Joy. It's pretty fucked up, but...
I mean...
It makes sounds. I don't know. I got three of them. You can have one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm taking one of those posters.
You get to have one of those posters, actually. Absolutely. That's why I brought them out. My friends would want them. I think that's it.
Is that the show?
I think it's the show.
Sonic Boom, it's been great.
It's been amazing.
It's been absolutely great. I haven't seen you for like 5 years, honestly.
It's been a while.
And the last time I saw you... I'm gonna give you a nice sentimental story.
Okay.
I had a big life change happen. And I called a whole lot of friends because I needed help moving out. And the only person that helped me was you.
Really?
Yeah.
And I remember that.
And at that time I was like, this is my homeboy until I'm 6 feet under.
Well, you supplied me with beer and 3 foot size Bose speaker. So,
which you still rock.
I do. That's one of the first things you notice when you walk down here. You're like, your system's still banging these speakers.
They are. I almost forgot what they looked like. Yeah.
Mom
and I, they're like, hi, Daddy.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
You came back to hit me. Thank you, Daddy. No,
this is your forever. Like, one. So, all right. Let's put a cap on this.
When you move back to Colorado,
be there. Yeah, if okay. I'm going to hold you to that. Well, Sonic Boom, this was episode, oh, God. What was
23.
It? 23. Nice, well remembered. On cross-platform chat, where can the people find you, Sonic?
They can find me on Twitter, at ThePiePiper.
Best follow on Twitter. And usually we have a third, that is Greg, otherwise known as Jethrin, at Jethrin, J-E-T-H-R-I-N on Twitter.
Very good.
The best follow on Twitter. And if you're looking for like a 6 out of 10 follow...
6.5, please.
You can...
I saw those pictures you showed me earlier. That's not a 6, sir.
That's
and you know
true.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
We'll let the people...
We'll let them ponder that.
Yeah.
I am at the Circle Button on Twitter. Find me there. And you can find the show officially at CrossPlat Chat.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's episode 23. We're signing off live cross-platform chat. Yes, hopefully we can do a live with our third wheel these times.
Hopefully soon.
Mr. Greg.
Yes.
So. All right. How do we usually wrap this thing up? Eat your greens, do your homework, brush your teeth.
Yeah, pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes. Get your vaccination, please.
If though, flush it down the toilet. Don't snitch.
Snitches get stitches.
They do. Straight up.
I don't know. Be good to your loved ones.
Yeah. Don't put a baby in a microwave.
Dude, wow. The bar is on the floor right now.
You know, there's... We talked earlier, there's some people that need to be told these type of things.
Yeah, that's true. People need to be told.
Be a good human.
Just be a good human. Be good to each other. Damn it.
Love your body.
Love you too. Till next time.
Smooches.
Smooches.
So, we didn't talk about Horizon getting pushed back.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I wasn't shocked, but...
I'm going to tell Craig to go away. He doesn't need to hear our intimate thoughts. Craig, fucking perv.
I'll be playing the Metal Gear Solid remake.
Made by Bluepoint?
Made by Bluepoint.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
We still have a pizza bet on that
one. We do. I'm glad you found a receipt, because I was like, what? I'm like, I don't remember this. And you go to the exact tweet from the exact episode.
Yeah.
From like a year ago. I'm like, shit.
I pinned it since then because I knew